You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Mom, Dad, get up!
Come on, you guys!
Get up!
Wake up!
Get up!
I got a globe.
I got a watch.
And I got a robe.
I got Hulk hands.
I got a tie.
I got a copy of The Catcher in the Rye.
I got a drum set.
I got a phone.
I got a pen.
And I got a robe.
I got an outdoor pizza oven.
And I got a cameo from Nick Lovin.
I got a hoverboard.
I got a drone.
I got a laptop.
And I got a robe. Thanks for the robe. It's really, really nice. I love this robe, guys. This is great.
I got headphones.
I got a wig.
We got the piano from Big.
I got a vintage pinball machine.
And I'm gonna make us breakfast in my brand new robe, which I love so much. It's really, really soft. Oh, it's on sale.
I got a stool.
I got shades.
We got pairs of rollerblades.
I got a Lego Millennium Falcon.
And I burned my arm in the oven. It hurt pretty bad, but I didn't even scream because I keep the pain inside of me.
More and more presents. Let's open up our
nice cologne.
And mine is completely empty. Just a big flat sock with nothing inside. Only hang it up because it looks kind of weird if it's missing in our pictures.
Hold on now, what's this I see?
A few more presents beneath the tree.
Looks like someone's got a big surprise.
Oh, you guys really didn't need to get me.
It's presents for the dog.
He got a bone and a squeaky toy.
And peanut butter treats.
Cause he's a good boy.
Makeup on. I was up until 4 in the
morning. What a great picture! Let's post it on the internet!
Your mom does everything for your family. This year, get her more than one present. Moms like stuff too.
Who touched my piano?
It was an accident!
Yeah, there you go.
Woo!
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas Eve morning.
I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
We promised that we wouldn't work on Christmas Eve morning.
But here we are.
But here we are after all.
It's John and Gordy, and we're live in downtown Madison at our home studios here on WMDX. Happy morning to you. It's 26 degrees. High's about 40 today. And maybe some drizzle along the way later.
But you think so?
Yeah.
It's going to be nice and warm today again.
Yeah, I'm going to start my Christmas shopping right after the show. Haven't done anything on that yet. Dom, have you, what have you done?
Yesterday.
Are you already?
Yeah, I finished my last present. I wrapped my last present yesterday night. I'm surprised you haven't gotten any presents so far.
I find it
there are a lot of bargains the last minute.
I find it, a little unsettling, right?
I mean, I don't have that many people to shop for.
Talk about a little pressure. Yeah. I mean, right? Is that,
I got my,
is that the reason why you... Wait till the last minute?
No.
The pressure helps you make a decision much quicker, faster?
No. I find it very amusing to go from store to store and see all these guys walking around, vacant eyes, stunned.
So that's
It's all the last minute shoppers, and it's usually guys, and they have no idea. Everybody's just walking around in a daze. What do I get? What's on sale? Well, I don't know. Well, I should get something. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun, you know.
I mean, a couple of days ago, I was walking around the Westtown Mall just aimlessly, just trying to see what store I can actually just go and buy stuff at.
Yeah. Well, I know. You know, going to the mall, right? I mean, that would be kind of a fun thing to do again,
sure.
At least this time of the year. All the decorations are up, and people are walking around in their Christmas outfits, you know, on display.
I'll probably go to Easttown Mall today and maybe go to Spencer's and get some gag gifts.
Spencer's. Great place for that.
My
stuff.
Son and daughter and grandkids.
What the hell is going
my
on?
Phone?
No, this it's stupid,
Siri.
This damn thing.
Your laptop?
I am all I'm
trying. Why don't you turn the sound
I'm just
off?
Trying to copy something here. It just keeps starting up as I copy it.
That's sad.
I'm ready to walk.
Well, this is our last morning show of the year.
It is. It is.
And then we're off for a couple of weeks, and then we'll be back with new shows early January. I think January 5th, I think.
January 5th.
Is that a Monday?
Yes, that is a Monday.
Yeah. So you're going to do some traveling or do anything? Are you going to go anywhere?
No.
I know Dom's leaving right after the show.
Really?
Chicago,
I plan on leaving at 10 and getting there around 1 o'clock.
Really?
So, yeah.
Big family gathering at your place?
Yeah.
Folks' place?
Yeah, they're already going to be there when I get there, so I'll be late to the party. But
oh, well, they'll welcome you with open arms, I'm sure.
Ever since I went to Wisconsin, they hate me, you know? They,
really?
They don't trust me anymore, you know? I don't know what it is.
Really? Are we that bad up here? We have that kind of reputation?
I've been trying to, you know, tell them, Wisconsin's really good, you know? I plan on staying here for a while, and, you know? They're like, you shouldn't do that.
So how many people in your family? What do you got? You got a brother and a sister. Right?
Brother and sister, and then I'm going to have a few cousins come in as well as my grandma and gramps. Yeah.
Wow. Big family gathering.
Huge.
That's good. That's good. John, how about you? Are you
We already had our little Christmas get together, so now it'll just be the family. In relations to my wife. She and the family always have these big celebrations.
Do they gather at your house or
my wife's mom's house?
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Yeah,
yeah. And me? Well, I'll be going to my sister.
Where
I'm going to my sister.
Oh, wait, you get along with your sister really well now. Yeah. So that's fantastic to hear.
Yeah, my sister Sue in Reedsburg.
Yeah, I have a sister Sue.
Yeah, I know. It's one thing we have in common. Yeah, and her husband, and then her three kids.
Oh,
and then their kids. I think there's like five. She has five grandkids, and but they're all sort of grown up.
I think
the last one's in high. One or two of them are still in high school, but the rest of them are all.
I think the thing you should try to do, Gordy.
Yeah, what do you think?
Is try to convince your sister's kids
right
to be more liberal and accepting of people.
Well, you know, I've tried that a couple times. And
it doesn't work.
Well, it starts a lot of tension.
It does, I bet. Yeah. I bet it does.
Well, no, at her place, everybody leaves politics at the door.
Yeah.
You know, there is one.
Oh, they do.
Okay. Yeah. My there's one member of the family. He and I we don't agree on much, but we put that aside. You know, during the holidays,
you leave him at the door. Is that it? Politics? He's the politics.
No,
he's at the door.
No, we agree to disagree. Yeah. That's it. We don't really talk politics. We learned a long time ago that it's not good for either one of us to get into it because he's a good guy. Yeah, I like him.
So he doesn't believe you when you say that he's an idiot, right? He doesn't believe you.
John, we don't call names. That's one of the things in our family. There's no name calling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's the member of the family? Who is it? You know,
it's spicier, I don't want to read. He might be listening, and I don't want to start anything. But he's a good guy. I like him. You know, we actually, as long as we agree to not talk about politics, we get along fine. In fact, we end up talking to each other more than anybody else. Nobody else wants to talk to either of us.
That's interesting.
We're both kind of on the outside looking in, so we have bonded in that respect.
So you talk about some of the do-it-yourself projects around the house. That's great. Sure. You could look for the song from Spooner.
Oh,
member of the family.
All right,
just kind of a little celebration there of the family getting together.
Hey, we've got our early morning caller, Matt from Middleton, who is on the line this morning. Good morning, Matt. Happy Christmas Eve morning to you.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. Same to you guys. I hope you enjoy your break. You've earned it. thank you, Civic Media, for another good year.
Yeah.
Helping us all stay sane in this mad, mad world of ours.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I thought I would comment today on this Jake Paul-Anthony Joshua fight that I watched the video on YouTube. And what I thought was interesting was here we are in this MAGA movement that is now deciding whether or not to go full Nazi or just be Christian nationalist and extremely cruel to people. And I remember Hitler when he took his supposedly superior white Aryan athletes to the Olympics and were demolished by Jesse Owens, proving that their entire mythology of white superiority was nothing but a myth and really stupid.
Yep.
So here we have a European black man who not only destroyed the MAGA Jake Paul,
but made
him look like a complete fool. Wow. He was clowning. He broke him down to childlike behavior as his entire fantasy psychology crumbled and his jaw was broken in two places.
Wow.
And I loved every second of it.
Oh, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
His jaw was broken?
Actually, I'm kind of watching that video right now. You know,
there were something like 33 million viewers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he destroyed the guy psychologically, physically, in every way, and I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're watching MAGA collapse right now.
Yeah.
It's all built on fantasy, mirage, propaganda, and it's not going to last much longer. So thank God for that.
Well, that's your prediction?
That's true, yeah. Well, let's hope that's true. You know, after all, they have been revealed to be liars about the trove of information and files from Epstein. They said there weren't any.
Okay.
I'll never forget that. You know, it's just
Matt, thanks
no,
for
we
that
got
call.
Nothing. There's nothing there. I don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing. We've got nothing.
No, you there's
know,
no,
we were
no
just
problem.
Mistaken. We thought we had some files. We could not find any. And now, of course, you know, we're being flooded by them.
Right. Yeah. And you remember Trump said he was never on Epstein's plane, right?
Right.
Well, yes, he was.
Yeah. Yes,
like
he
eight
was.
Or eight or ten times. I forget what the latest number is, but they've proven that with flight logs and everything else that's coming out. Yeah, it's going to be like this for a while.
Well, you know, the problem is that a lot of the MAGAs will not hold him accountable for any of the lies, anything that he said.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
No. They just, that's not on their radar. It doesn't matter.
Even though they did care, they wanted those files revealed.
Right.
Simply because they wanted to tag maybe Clinton or some other Democrat. But, you know, they didn't think, they didn't think Epstein and Trump were friends.
Right.
They didn't believe it, even though there were photos of them and videos of them constantly. That one video where they're just, you know, standing there talking and kind of joking around. And, I don't know. That was pretty obvious to me.
It said Trump was a passenger on Epstein's private jet at least eight times.
Eight times. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is still, she's had a couple of comments in the last couple of days. We'll find those. But she's definitely... very angry about what she's seeing in the Epstein files.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're just getting started on this. What is this? It's Wednesday morning, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've got a lot more straight ahead, including your phone calls, if you want to call us.
I don't know. You know, when you call it Christmas Eve day, you know, it's like...
Is that confusing to you?
No. It just makes you feel horrible that you're working. Well, if you say Christmas Eve on the day that you're working, that's not good.
Yeah, it shivers, you know.
Oh.
Well, we'll be done here in a couple hours. I mean, you know, it's not. We got the rest of the day.
We're going to have some fun.
Yes. We are. We got some fun stuff.
Let's listen to this. Member of the family.
Okay.
Spooner.
All right. Coming right back.
Hey, you break the strings and the secret rings and go away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever spider can.
Oh, I think we're back
spins
on the air.
Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man.
Very cool.
Is he strong? Listen, buddy. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
There goes the Spider-Man.
Yeah, man. Michael Bublé.
Doing that Spider-Man theme. That's cool.
Well, I know. You know, I accidentally left without a shirt, so my Spider-Man costume has been revealed. I am Spider-Man.
You are. I didn't know
here
that.
Here it is. There all it these is. Years. My costume's right here.
I had no idea. It's
wow,
nice.
I can't believe it.
If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, you can see John's Spider-Man shirt there. That's cool. Yeah. I got my McCartney shirt on today. Can't really see it.
The tights pinch a little bit sometimes, you know.
Oh, it's the tights. I didn't realize you. That's what you were wearing.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Taking your calls, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us on the Civic Media app. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, wait, what is he saying?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Burl Ives as the snowman in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He had that song, Silver and Gold.
Hmm.
I remember that. Silver.
Let's see if we can.
Yeah, see if you can capture that. Yeah, it's a nice holiday song. Wealth.
Silver, gold. Mm. Yes. It's all about the money.
Man.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I know.
I'm just scanning through some of the comments.
Are
you? Yeah. You can jump on the Civic Media app, send us a text if you'd like. What do you want to dig into here?
Well, we're going to get a whole bunch of stories. We're going to clear out a whole bunch of stories because in a couple of weeks, they're going to be completely irrelevant and have changed totally. So, we'll see what happens here. But
I think we've got Christmas music, holiday music. What time does that start up today, Dominic?
I think it starts up 12 o'clock, midday.
Okay.
Or afternoon.
Yeah. Early afternoon. So you can just put your, set your radio on and listen to the holiday music for tonight, this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow, and maybe the next day, too. I'm not sure how long that goes, but we'll be playing that. And then some of our best of John and Gordy segments that we've had over the last recent past.
Yeah.
What are you checking out there, buddy?
Well, I'm looking at something I thought is kind of interesting. I've been marking down all these closures, all these big companies, and all the layoffs and fires that are going on. The
list is growing.
Yeah, that list keeps getting longer and longer. And I'm looking at this one. It's a Walmart executive is telling 2.1 million workers, nobody will hire you.
That's nice.
That's a nice Christmas message for everybody out there that works in retail.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. They have a narrow task skill, and that is just, helping people buy things. No one's going to hire you. So, that's... one way to encourage people to come to work. We're hiring you, but that's it, man. You're done.
Yeah.
After this, you're done.
End of your career.
What a weird thing to say to people.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Yeah. Mark is on the line from Prairie du Sac. Good morning, Mark. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, that... the British actually might have the right idea. They spread Christmas all the way out to Epiphany on January 6th. This Walmart, they kind of blew me away with that comment with this Walmart executive saying, you're basically worth nothing other than working in my store.
Nobody will hire you.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, it says right here, accepting cruel honesty is a highlight here. Sugarcoating labor realities encourages complacency. So nobody will hire you. Will actually get your ass off. I don't know. I don't know. It seems odd.
I mean, that's just like Ebenezer Scrooge. I mean, Scrooge. I mean, that apparently the MAGAs admire so much now that he's just a thrifty businessman. Dickens described him as bound, more or less bound for hell if he didn't change his greedy ways. I mean, for like you're talking about the Epstein files.
Yeah.
And what troubles me there a great deal is for these victims that are coming out now, and they're saying, when is anybody going to do anything for them? Because it wasn't just Epstein. It wasn't just possibly Donald Trump or you know, Prince Andrew. There's dozens, probably dozens and dozens of these rich businessmen that, you know, that used Epstein's quote-unquote services to obtain these young, nubile girls for them, and that these poor girls are suffering, you know, that from that trauma that they endured under, abuse. And, you know, that, and these guys, you know, just cruise through life and nothing is ever going to happen for them. Yeah. You know, they're never going to, these girls are never going to receive justice and see these guys actually punished for the crimes they committed against those girls. And that, and as I've said before, you know, that if Pam Bondi and these people in the Justice Department know what Blanche, you know, whatever, the, you know, Trump's a Todd Blanche and these guys are defending, you know, the guy that interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell, I mean, that they move her to a
country club.
Yeah,
country jail. Club prison. And they say, oh, she's doing hard time.
Yeah, right.
Hogwash. I mean, it is just, who's going to speak for those girls?
I know. They did the interview in a hot tub. So yeah. That was, you know.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Mark, thank you for that call. Yeah. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report coming up next, and then we'll be back with the Christmas Eve morning edition of John and Gordy.
It's a special edition.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Stay with us.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, means so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
Back at it.
Chuck Berry. Yeah. Run, run, Rudolph. Yep. Doesn't look like it's going to be a white Christmas this time around. I know you're disappointed about that, John.
Oh, yeah.
Dominic, you're crying your tears over there.
It's very sad.
I've got some white icy snow out on the
icy,
front yard.
Crappy, snert, I used to call it. A mix of snow and dirt frozen together.
You weathermen and your technology.
Yeah. But today our high about 40 degrees with a lot of cloudiness and maybe a little drizzle here and there. So,
yeah.
Is it time for Idiocracy?
Well, pretty soon here, you know, I just want to finish up on this this Walmart executive's comments, you know. Nobody will hire you, he told his employees.
So you're here.
So
here. They're stuck.
Yeah. I hate these videos, you know, where there's no narration. They just have, you know. Just writing, you have to read it, you know, and it has that dumb music behind it. But anyway, it says here, research shows uncomfortable honesty can spark proactive behavior like retraining. So that's essentially what this Walmart executive is trying to do.
This is like a pep talk for him? A
little bit of psychology being used here on the 2.1 million workers that they have. Nobody will hire you. Wow. He gets the Scrooge Award right out of the gate here at the end of the year.
Will they put up signs that just say that with him quoting him?
This is really something else. I'm absolutely stunned by it.
Doesn't seem like that would be a good management tactic.
No, you would think, you know, they probably have advised him not to, you know, give that particular speech.
Right.
He's been waiting for a long time to give that one. All right, why don't we go ahead and
let's get into
Idiocracy.
Yeah, hit the thing.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
God, it's all true.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I guess we ought to open with Representative Thomas Massey.
Oh, okay.
This war in Venezuela, you know, it's not with congressional approval, so he's against it. He doesn't like the idea, you know, no drugs, no weapons of mass destruction. He's really angry about this. So let's listen to what Thomas Massey had to say about this. It's cut 170. Okay.
The framers understood a simple truth. To the extent that war-making power devolves to one person, liberty dissolves. If the president believes military action against Venezuela is justified and needed, he should make the case and Congress should vote before American lives and treasure are spent on regime change in South America. Let's be honest about likely outcomes. Do we truly believe that Nicolas Maduro will be replaced by a modern-day George Washington? How did that work out? In Cuba, Libya, Iraq, Iran. Or Syria?
Iran.
Previous presidents told us to go to war over WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, that did not exist. Now it's the same playbook, except we're told that drugs are the WMDs. If it were about drugs, we'd bomb Mexico or China. Or Colombia, and the president would not have pardoned Juan Orlando Hernandez. This is about oil and regime change.
There you go.
Who is that again?
That's Thomas Massey.
Yes.
Yeah. Out of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what it's all about. We heard another explanation similar to that, using, you know, weapons of mass destruction as a reason to go into war. And I think that was Jon Stewart from The Daily Show. He had that little spiel on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, everybody's kind of, you know, caught on to this little trick.
Well, yeah. And they really want to gear up and, you know, attack Venezuela or Colombia or, you know, let's have a military conflict just in time for the new year. Yeah.
All right. You know, this is Idiocracy, and we've got so much to choose from. Wipe the slate off here. We really need to clear through some of this stuff. Oh,
okay.
There's another one.
Fired up the Idiocracy teletype machine. Changed the ribbon on it last night.
Got
another
great
new roll of paper.
We go through a ribbon every day, so
never stops.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. That's the bad thing about teletypes. It just never stops.
Once in a while, they get jammed, and man, you got a mess on your hands.
But you know, going through it, you know, picking up all that paper off the floor. Remember how we used to go into
the
newsroom and
scum
through?
Then you'd have to rip and read. You know, it was basically rip and read. That's where that phrase came from.
That's exactly right.
You would go through all these rolls of paper and tear off, you know, the stories you needed. Yeah.
Well, let's get to the right-wing podcaster and white man, Matt Walsh. he says what MAGAs are thinking. DEI, anyone? Let's listen to this incredible speech.
The biggest and most important downstream consequence of this open discrimination against white men is that everything in society gets worse as a result. That is the second order effect that the compact piece doesn't really get into. It's the third rail, the part you're not supposed to talk about. Mm-hmm. But the truth, which everybody intuitively knows.
Yes, we just know this.
Is that things were a lot better back when white men were not being discriminated against by every institution in the country, but instead were running most of them. And the fact of the matter is that a hugely disproportionate number of our greatest leaders, innovators, pioneers, explorers, philosophers, and so on, have been white men. I mean, without white men, we wouldn't have airplanes or spaceships or trains or phones or light bulbs or computers or the internet or batteries or X-ray machines or jet engines or rockets or a thousand other things
that
our society depends on to exist and to flourish. Now, these are all facts, historical realities that cannot be denied by reasonable people. It's just true.
No.
And while black women are encouraged to be proud of the historical achievements of black women, whatever those might be, and Asians to be proud of Asian achievements and Native Americans of Native American achievements and so on, white men are the one group in the entire face of the planet who've been forbidden to even acknowledge what other white men have accomplished, much less to express any pride in it, God forbid. Okay. Instead, our society set out on a campaign to punish and exclude and alienate this very group.
Yeah.
Victims. That is their reward for having carried the weight of Western civilization on their shoulders. In fact, in the aggregate, based on every existing piece of available evidence, white men are better at all of these tasks than the allegedly underprivileged communities that are replacing them.
I know. We're going to have to kind of keep that clip around.
That is
so over the top and so ridiculous and victimhood all over the place.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, the thing is, I felt a little angry when I got the memo saying that we are forbidden to talk about the success of white men. I thought, well, geez, I don't know. That seems a little. little too general, a blanket ban on talking about the success of white men. I was a little angry about that,
sure.
too.
Yeah, yeah, we all the white people got those memos.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, how did anybody think like that?
Man.
I have another cut here, and I'm not quite sure what's in this, but it's I wrote Equal Opportunity Commission for White Men.
Really?
So let's listen to cut 173 here. Okay, let's see what this has. I don't remember this one. Let's go for it. Right.
I'm Andrea Lucas, chair of the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Are you a white male who's experienced discrimination at work based on your race or sex? You may have a claim to recover money under federal civil rights laws.
Okay.
Contact the EEOC as soon as possible. Time limits are typically strict for filing a claim. Mm-hmm. The EEOC is the federal agency charged with enforcing federal anti-discrimination law against businesses and other private sector employers.
Right.
The EEOC is committed to identifying, attacking, and eliminating all forms of race and sex discrimination, including against white male applicants and employees. Check out EEOC.gov to learn more and read our one-page explainer about DEI-related discrimination.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We DEI. Are really, we're getting out there, you know. Finally, white men are getting their due.
We got a text from Ronnie in Horicon talking about, who was the previous speaker, Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh.
Yeah.
He never heard of the black women who helped get the men on the moon. Yeah, remember that movie?
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah, because they did all the calculations.
They did.
You know, before we had computers, basically, I mean, that could do this kind
of
thing.
Well, he couldn't reference any exact points. Yeah. About the success of other people in the world.
Mm.
No, it's all
about
the white men's success.
Right.
That, by the way, they are forbidden to talk about.
Yes. Got overlooked.
Oh, God. Okay, now, promises. Could we start up that teletype again?
Okay. There it is. The news never stops. 24/7. We're here for you. Uh-oh. Put it in the circular file.
Rip and read.
Okay.
Here Did we hear go. That? Did we hear that?
Yeah. There we go.
Special effects, boy. Have we got them here? All right. This is Trump's promise to deliver blue-collar jobs.
And oh, good.
A huge boom. Okay, let's check it out. This is cut 167 from CNN. Mm-hmm.
Boris and Brianna, look, candidate Trump, he didn't just promise to increase blue-collar jobs. He promised to deliver a blue-collar jobs boon by spiking tariffs, slashing taxes, and making energy cheap again. But the latest numbers reveal that the exact opposite has happened. Look, this is the three-month average for blue-collar jobs, and you can see that most of them are down, right? Mining and logging losing an average of 2,000 jobs per month over the last 3 months. Manufacturing down by 6,300 per month. Transportation and warehousing down even more by 17,000. The only bright spot here is construction, which had been losing jobs earlier this year, but it's starting to recover. Now, when you look at the trend in manufacturing, what really stands out to me is, look, this is basically April, when the president rolled out his Liberation Day tariffs that were designed to boost manufacturing jobs. And what you can see is it's really been down ever since then. In fact, manufacturing employment in the United States is now at a 3.5-year low. So
Yikes.
When you look at this, this does not look like a blue-collar jobs boom. It looks like a jobs bust.
So why so much pressure on blue-collar jobs? Yeah, well, look, economists point to a number of different reasons, including automation, high interest rates, a shortage of skilled workers, and yes, the president's chaotic tariff and trade policy. If you look at, this is a monthly look at manufacturing jobs over the last 2 years. And so the left side here is 2024. And you can see there was some job loss last year as well, although there were also some months where manufacturing gained jobs. What stands out is recently, really the last 7 months in a row, manufacturing jobs are down. And again, it's every single month
and, you know,
since those liberation
days. As the Walmart executive told everybody, the 2.1 million workers, nobody will hire you, okay? Our inspiration this morning on this Christmas Eve morning show.
Why? Yes. Very, very inspiring.
Okay. All right, we've got more Idiocracy coming up.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy. Stay with us.
Sure, it's Christmas.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Especially special instrument that he had.
Oh my God, that's a synthesizer with a bad echo on it.
John and Gordy in the morning. Boy, this brings us all down
a
little.
It's brutal,
bit,
man.
It?
Maybe some people like that song. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody that likes
Simply
that song.
Simply having wonderful Christmas time.
Okay, don't underestimate our listeners here.
Ooh.
Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Joe on the line.
Welcome. Hi, Joe.
Welcome, Joe.
Happy holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Just one more item for your merch store. I think you should look at the John and Gordy eggnog. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Ooh, yeah.
John and Gordy eggnog, yeah.
Yeah, you could have special bars created where it serves John and Gordy eggnog.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes. Yes, a John and Gordy eggnog. What are they called? Cart. We can put a cart out on
State Street.
Let's
put a cart
together.
Yes.
Yeah, a little pop-up cart.
Yeah. I love it.
That's right. Yes.
I love it.
I think in that. Well, yes, and I now that I've given you that wonderful merch idea that you can workshop into the next year, I just wanted to react to that previous comment that you had from, I don't know the name of the
Matt
gentleman
Walsh.
You said, Whiteman.
Yes,
yeah, Matt Walsh.
Walsh.
Yeah, mind-bending IQ of Matt Walsh.
It truly, truly is mind-bending.
Well, one of the things that's kind of interesting about this this effort on the part of the administration to say, no DEI, get rid of it, forget it, you know, everybody's going to be judged solely never consider gender, for example, when figuring out who's going to be attending schools. One of the things that gets interesting about that is the number of women have outnumbered men on college campuses for several decades now.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are more women that apply to college than men.
Yes.
Now, there may be all sorts of reasons why that is, and it's worth parsing that out. But if you look at it just on their SAT scores, their ACT scores, and their GPA averages, they don't have the same shine that women do. So if you do those numbers solely, men are not going to be as well represented in colleges. So there are a lot of private colleges like Brown, Columbia, Northwestern, places like that consider gender when they're looking at admissions. And they said, if you get rid of this, they said, if you eliminate the preference for men, the undergrad population would immediately skew 65% female overnight. It's worth looking at that,
yes.
You know, and it's worth saying, okay, why is that men are not choosing to go to college? I mean, that's worth looking at. And instead of getting this sledgehammer that just, if anything, makes the situation worse.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd throw that into the mix. As we start into the holiday season, and to you, I raise a glass of eggnog. Well, actually not. It's just a cup of coffee. So
right. That's okay.
But that's the best thing.
Well, have a great holiday.
Well, yes. Thank you, Joe. And thanks for being a regular caller, too. We appreciate it.
We love your input.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But I have to say, though, there have been reports on that. I've actually watched a little documentary on that. Not a long one, just a little one. but about men not going to college. There are reasons for it, and I can't remember any of the reasons for it. But they're gamers.
They're gaming, having fun.
And, they're on computers and much rather do that than go to college. So there are a whole bunch of different reasons why they're not going, but women are.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right. You know, if you get rid of DEI, then they won't try to get more men on campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, it works. And not only that, yes, they don't see color unless they see the color white.
Mm.
You know, that's the one they keep bringing up for some reason. But they don't see color. Yeah. That's true. They Excuse don't me. See anything but white.
Right.
All right.
Well, yeah. I think, women see the value of a college diploma still
and see
the value of education overall. Men, not necessarily so. No. They don't see where the future is going that way.
That's right.
You know, with AI taking over, maybe those jobs aren't going to be available, and so they're just gaming.
And I know the majority of my friends from high school ended up not going to college.
Really?
Yeah,
seriously?
The majority of my
No
really?
Kidding.
My,
so where
yeah,
did they
guy
go
friends.
Into? What do you,
did they go to vocational schools?
Trade schools and things of that nature. Or some of them just took a couple years off and, you know.
Partied?
Yeah.
See, I thought maybe because men or teenagers, boys, whatever, getting into gaming and technology, building their own computers, you know, get into the gadgets, so to speak.
Right.
I thought maybe they would be more interested in that area, and now they're finding that AI is replacing that particular area of expertise, right? So maybe that's why they're not motivated now to go into college and get that kind of education so they can go into a technological job of some sort.
It's all part of that manosphere, you know, of the boys growing up into men, but kind of just sticking to their gang. You know, they're
growing up into men like Matt Walsh.
Well,
whoa,
yeah.
That guy's crazy. You know, my kids turn me out of these people, these weirdos, you know.
Do they?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Don't believe anything Matt Walsh says. And I think, well, who is Matt Walsh? So, I had to watch it, and then, wow.
We'll take more of your phone calls.
Yeah.
Now's a good time to check in if you want to. 608-879-8255 as you get ready to celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
I've got a couple of Gen Z kids around the house.
Yes, you do.
They live there now.
Right.
And my younger one came up, and he was just beside himself. You know, he said, the new Avengers trailer is out. You know, and it shows Captain America is back. Chris Evans is Captain America again.
Oh, really?
You know, he kind of retired in the last episodes of the Avengers. And now he's back in the preview of this, and it's coming out next December, which is that made me angry.
Okay.
You know? He was angry that Captain America came back because, you know, it's probably another universe, part of the Marvel universe where they kind of jump from one universe to the next.
Right. Yeah.
So he's kind of mad about that, and I was mad that it's next December.
It's going to take a while.
Hell.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
They want to give you plenty of lead time to get your tickets, I guess.
Yes.
We've got news straight ahead and sports and weather updates, and we're back with our second hour of John and Gordy in the Morning for this Christmas Eve day. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.